We're talking with News on 6 meteorologist Travis Meyer. And Travis, let's talk a little bit about where we are right now weather-wise as we get into the winter season and even into 2016. November, or second wettest November on record.
Yeah.
One of the wettest years on record, 2015, turning out that way. Is this El Nino?
Everything is El Nino on this one. You know, and what's so interesting is how weird it is that, you know, it's concentrated so much in May, you know, and I said, oh, I've never seen so much water in my life. You know, I was begging for water from my ponds. You know, they've been dry for 3 or 4 years. And, man, I'd never seen water flow over ponds like that in my life. And then, you know, then it dried out again kind of in the summer for a lot of us. And that kind of stressed out a lot of folks because we didn't have that much rain. And then all of a sudden, here we go again in November. But that is a cyclical nature of El Nino, just a few shifts. But it's generally a very warm pattern, a very wet pattern. And that's pretty much what we've been dealing with. And, you know, as we go forward, a little nerve-wracking here for the next, I'd say, 60 days because we're going to get finally, some of that colder air is going to get a chance to get down here, but the jet stream has been so powerful, it's cutting off that Arctic air, except for just the one time. And you know what happened that one time? We had an ice storm, you know. So that's the only thing we're really nervous about, because there's copious amounts of water available in these El Ninos. And if we just time it out with Arctic air at the same time, and that can happen. Even though it's a warmer, much warmer than normal winter, we'll still get a few of those Arctic invasions. If they hit right during a major storm system, then we're going to get nailed again, which I think we will over the next 60 days or so.
So pretty good chance of a fairly significant winter event.
Yes, I really think so. And, you know, the ice storm, a lot of us were forecasting more in the way of some snow, but that ice storm was like, whoa. You know, we had to back up and kind of look at that, too, because the ice storm had a moderate chance of happening. And since the first one out of the gates was an ice storm, that didn't take us by surprise, but it was kind of like, okay, we kind of all thought that we'd first get a snow and then maybe some ice a little bit later on. So I think our concern going forward is just that combination, waiting to see how that's going to play out, which storm's going to hit it right when we got the cold air. And, I mean, that's a normal thing, but this year the storms are bigger and a lot more moisture available to tap into. And that's why I'm concerned for ranchers and all. And, you know, it's been so muddy starting to feed cattle, and it's been warm, so it's made it easier, so we haven't really consumed that much feed so far. But at the same time, when you have cattle, you know, stuck in mud, you're sitting there and going, oh, my goodness. So we're still going to deal with an oh, my goodness type of winter, I think.
But most certainly, a lot of difference from, you know, compared to last year. Just didn't have any moisture last year.
Yes, you know, and the last couple of winters, I can't speak for a lot of producers, but for me, you know, I kind of enjoyed the drier winters. I mean, we had dust pneumonia and a few other issues going on, but most of my thought process was it was less stress on the cattle. You know, except for a few of the storms that were back in 2010, 2011 when we had heavier snows. But, you know, a little bit drier winters were a little bit easier on the cattle as far as not having to bog down in mud and nasty and wet and bedding in wet. And so I was kind of happier with the last few years that way. And I'm a little bit more worried about this winter. But at the same time, you know, if it's a milder winter overall, you know, maybe that will still be less stress on livestock. And less stress we have on livestock, especially with the cattle prices now, making me nervous. It's kind of like I want to keep them happy and alive and warm.
Right. You know, when you think about El Nino, the indications even up, you know, the last few days, it's still very solidly in place. And is it going to last most of the winter, you think?
Yes. Everything that we're pointing toward right now is that it's the strongest one ever. And our weather staff, especially Dick Farrow, he's on our staff. I call him the second in control behind Gary McManus as far as state climatologist, because he is a climate nut. And, you know, it pays dividends to know and see some of this stuff that's happened before. What's real interesting, Ron, to me is the fact that we've never been at this level of an El Nino, never this powerful of a storm system. So this is new territory for everybody. And everybody says, it's climate change. Oh, my goodness. You know, well, yeah, but the climate's always changing. So, you know, that's an argument we all have.
Think about, you know, for this, you know, even into the spring, anything we might be looking for based on what you're seeing for winter?
I think that we go into the coldest time of year here from now through basically February. And so I think that this is the highest stress areas where we're going to deal with most of the problems. I think the spring has the capability of being a fairly wet spring yet, because most of the El Nino effects start to show decay sometime around April, May, June, and then you really drop off. But if, you know, I call it a slingshot. I'm sure there's some other correct name climatologically, but, you know, as strong of an El Nino as we have, we could go to just as strong of a La Nina and, you know, then park us back into another huge problem for lack of rainfall. So I see that possibility in 2017 pretty much, you know. So that's a year down the road. But I think a transition year like what we're going to go into with El Nino having to weaken eventually, we still have a wet spring potential sitting there. We still have stormy weather. And for the summer, you know, everything's kind of 50-50 on climate from all the guys that are supposed to know that and get paid big dollars for forecasting the weather a year in advance.
And of course, what when we flip to a La Nina, that usually gives us a lot drier conditions, right?
Drier conditions and more winter weather. And it's kind of a weird combination because La Nina, in the past La Ninas, there's a lot more sharper Arctic air invasions that come deep south into, obviously, Oklahoma and into deep south Texas. So you get multiple times of those, and they'll last for 2 weeks or more at a shot before they kind of burn out or run out of cold air and then have to moderate and move out. So I don't really look forward to that as far as winters. Nobody likes that. You know, if people are talking about climate change or talking about changes there, I just talk about I like it as far as it's milder, you know, for us. And, yes, there's going to be impacts that, you know, we don't know about yet if it's happening or if it's just a cycle. And so those are things that we still look at. But in the near term, I think that we have a unique time period in our life that we've never really seen. And, of course, it's a short period of time that we're dealing with because we haven't been on this earth that long. And there's a lot of climate that's gone on millions of years, basically, that have proven things to be different. But I am very, very interested. I think all the meteorologists, climatologists are sitting here, and I think all farmers and ranchers should be pretty much aware of this is a big deal. This is new territory for sure.
And, of course, I guess the nice thing for us, at least right now, we're totally out of drought. Nothing abnormally dry or drought in the state of Oklahoma. That's the first time in quite a while.
Yeah, like in 5 years. I mean, this is stunning to look at it. And if you look at the summer even, you know, and you go, oh, man, here we go again. You know, it's like, well, El Nino is going to kick in. We'll get some rain, I hope. But, you know, after the last 4 years or so being feeling snake bit, you know, by never getting rain when we need it and all the wheat farmers and, you know, just it's been depressing kind of for the last 4 or 5 years to be a farmer because it's just in a rancher. And so I've sat there and I was like, I've been happy. You know, I've had to fix a lot of floodgates and a lot of fences that were washed away and all that, but I don't care. I like rain a lot. And, you know, I grew up in Nebraska where it didn't rain very much, and my dad's still farming there. And they're still dealing, though, with it's still very dry just up to the north of us in Kansas and Nebraska. So it hasn't really gone away totally. It's still hovering. And so I think that's still something we're going to be watching, too, because it'd be nice if the folks up north, too, could kind of get a break like Oklahoma is right now.